Are European regulators singing Randy Newman's tune this morning? Louise Story joins us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. You've got a breaking story that talks, along with your colleague Stephen Castle, about European securities and market regulators concerned that short selling is escalating to a point that is destabilizing markets. If you can't bet against something, Louise Story, how do you make any bet at all in the financial markets?
Well, you're right. European regulators are getting really concerned about how stocks are just going down so much over there, in particular bank stocks. You know, we first saw, you know, months ago attacks on Greek stocks and Italian stocks, but now even the safest countries in Europe, relatively speaking, countries like France, are seeing their bank stocks hammered. And, you know, they don't like that. And so what we've been told by a couple of people familiar with the central government plans over there is that they're collecting all this data and information about how much short selling is going on, and they are considering banning it maybe in all stocks or maybe in financial stocks.
Louise, how would something like this be enforced? Because on the one hand, you can short sell on particular exchanges and markets and that sort of thing, but there's a derivatives trade that essentially constitutes short selling that the regulators really can't get their hands on. How could they really regulate this?
Well, they can make sure that, you know, short selling doesn't happen in the stock markets. But you're right. If you want to bet against, say, SocGen, that big French bank, you could go buy a derivative, an insurance protection that would help you bet against it. But, you know, one of the people we spoke with said they may even look to the derivatives market and try to find a way to ban it. The thing that's interesting here is the parallel with 2008. If you remember, even here in the United States, we had a temporary ban on short selling of financial companies, and they put that in place just after Lehman collapsed, when the stocks of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley were falling. And in fact, the CEO of Morgan Stanley asked the SEC to please do it because they were really worried their stock was going to go down to pennies.
Well, then that creates a terrifying scenario, Louise. What happened there was the restriction on short selling, some have argued, resulted in this kind of free fall that meant that what happened was they created the TARP to bail these banks out and these financial institutions out. Are we looking at a similar kind of TARP broad bailout in Europe if they can't get this under control?
Well, you know, Europe, they've actually even already done some bailouts for some of the banks and governments there. So it's unclear what more they would do and if they have the money to do it. But the real thing here is that it's highly debated whether this kind of ban helps. And a lot of people in the financial markets say that it's more harmful than it is helpful, because what you saw back in 2008 in the markets here is that there are a lot of trading that people do. These are trades that are paired trades. So, yes, they're short a company on the other hand, but they're long something else. And when they have to take the shorts off, they take their whole position off. And so that can drive other assets down and create a bit of a spiral. And so what people say is it pulls a lot of investors out of the markets altogether. And by doing that, the markets fall. So a lot of people warn that this kind of ban, which might sound good politically, has side effects in the markets.
Louise Story there, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reminding us that these paired trades, often if you're betting against something, you're also betting for something. You take out the against and you lose the for, and that produces even greater volatility than what you were trying to prevent. Louise, can I ask you a kind of a simple, empty-headed question, if you don't mind?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. It seems to me if banks are lending to uncreditworthy clients, all right, and that I find out that a particular bank is holding a lot of debt from a client that's really a bad bet, it's not bad for me to bet against that bank. It's smart, right?
Well, you know, a lot of people say that that kind of bet that you would make provides information to the markets, you know, because when people see that the short interest, you can actually see something called the short interest, which shows you how much money is bet against the company. And when you see the short interest going up, that's a signal to the market that there are people out there, like in this case, John, you would be that person out there who is waving a warning flag. And so there are people who say that if you take that away, one analogy is like turning off the heart monitor in a hospital. And so, yes, the doctors and nurses wouldn't be scared by the lack of or the slowdown of the heartbeat, but, you know, maybe that's information that they want.
All right, Louise Story, where do you think this is going to go? The discussion is a consideration of a temporary ban. What would have to happen for a ban to actually be put in effect or become imminent?
So this market regulator in Europe does not have the power to impose it yet. They're working on giving it more powers. They don't have that power. So they will have to coordinate among the French government and the German government and all the different governments there. And what I understand from someone who's talked to people in central banking there is that some countries want it, but there are other countries that are really opposed to it because they think it was hurtful in 2008. And so they would have to get buy-in. If they don't get buy-in across the continent, the countries who want this, you might see them act on their own. You know, this morning we saw Turkey come out with a temporary short ban already, and Greece came out earlier this week. So you might just see the countries who really want it act on their own.
But in the Eurozone, everything has to be unanimous, so a European-wide short sale would be hard.
It could be hard, but if you keep seeing these stocks fall, there might be a lot of public and political pressure just for the regulators and the governments to do something, and this is something that looks like a big action, even if it might have unintended consequences.
And some French financial stocks were down 7% today. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on the volatility in Europe, certainly producing volatility here in the United States. Louise, thanks so much.